Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Bob, Standard Lumber has a lot of interest from our customers in the decking area. We're going to cover a little bit of that today. In the next segment coming up, we're going to talk to an expert by the name of Ryan Cox. We'll chat with him in the next segment. But right now, just wanted to talk about laying out a deck. But before we do that, I think we missed the beer of the week from Siciliano.
Siciliano's beer of the week. How could you even forget that?
Yeah, I didn't forget it.
You're pounding it in my hand.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So their beer of the week is a Mexican lager. It's called L-O-G-G-E-R. Comes out of Colorado. It's a Mexican-style lager. This is about the fourth or fifth beer I've had from these people. They're called Ska. And back in the 90s or 80s, my nephew got me listening to ska music. It was a style of music largely, I think, followed by skiers.
Yeah?
Yeah, it came with a hat. So it was just a style. It was
right.
It was an eclectic, weird little group of music, but that's me all over.
This is a pretty good beer.
Isn't it?
It comes in a bright neon green can. Got a big Mexican guy with a chainsaw in his hand, and it's called the Mexican Lager.
It's going down well.
And you know what? Once again, our friends at Siciliano's Market, they'll let you buy this stuff by the can. This one's $2 a can on the buy a single. I'm sure you get it for a six-pack, a little less than
you
that.
Do.
But
you do.
This is kind of I'm going to say it's a Corona-ish type beer. But
if you want to have a Corona but you want to drink a Michigan beer, this is Corona on steroids because it doesn't have you don't even have to put a lime in this one.
Well, but this
but
is
I bet
not
you could.
This is a Colorado beer, Bob. This is not a Michigan beer. Durango,
I'm
Colorado.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's
but
an
that's all right.
Beer.
But it's America, baby. We're America. But hey, here's to the Mexican lager and our friends at SKA Brewing.
It's really good.
Yep, it is very good.
Really good. Might even be good with a lime in it. It doesn't need it, but the can is a lime color, so.
Two thumbs up from the grilling guys on the Mexican lager. So
overall plan for a new deck. You were talking about putting a new deck on. And many dads have built decks.
Sure.
And you research or not. Mm-hmm. And you have several different ways to do your foundation. And you get advice from every brother-in-law and neighbor that's doing it or
absolutely
has done it. And I think it's a big topic. And I'm glad we're touching on it because every grill needs a deck.
It does, and every deck needs a plan because there's three or four things that we're going to touch on that you want to consider if you're standing at the back of your house by the slider and you're either going to tear one off or you're going to adjust the size of the one that's there, right? But the first thing is that I think how are you going to use the deck? Barbecue Bob and I would like to have an outdoor kitchen on our deck, right? I mean, if I could have any deck in the world, it would have an outdoor kitchen on it, and there'd probably be a little cover over part of that so that if I was out in inclement weather, because that doesn't stop me from grilling, but that would just make me a little more comfortable.
I bet you everybody listening wants that outdoor kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. Yep, you're exactly right. So that takes a lot of space, and it takes a lot of planning, right? What are you going to have out there? I know, Bob, I have seven grills,
yeah,
right? I don't think that I need all seven of them on the deck, but you know what? I want one of each type. And I've got a gas grill, I've got a charcoal grill, I've got a pellet grill, and I got a smoker. So there's four right there. Do the math. That's going to take up a lot of real estate on a deck for a grilling guy. Then obviously you need prep space between these things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just – you got to have a place to set your platter of meat or to set your beer or to set your sauces, your tools, anything. All of that stuff has to be part of the plan. And then, of course, the budget is another thing. I mean, if we had unlimited budgets, it'd be really cool, but you got to balance that with what materials. And we're going to talk again in the next segment about some decking materials that are out there. But to me, the plan is more important than the construction. The construction's maybe equally as important, but I need, and how many people are going to be out there is another thing. I mean, your family, when they all get together, you fill a deck, man. You'll feel a lot of deck. I've been to those gatherings at your house, just your immediate family, your kids and their spouses or boyfriends and girlfriends and
right,
your grandchildren now.
Well, and that was one of the things I was going to mention. My back deck is 44 feet long.
Right.
And
there's 10-foot deep.
There's two other decks on it. But even at 44 feet, that's I think it's 44. Might be bigger, but I think that's what it is. Even at that, my wife is vying for real estate. No matter what turf I want to grab, she thinks I'm grabbing too much.
Right.
So I've got just two grills on my back deck and a stainless roller cart I got at Garrett's.
Right.
And she wants me to tighten up my space.
Well,
that's a marital problem more than a deck problem.
Well, it is and it isn't, though, because I bet it's common.
I bet it is.
And
so my point is, make sure you plan that kitchen area when you're building your deck, and build it in a way that gives you your space and doesn't block the traffic. If the deck is open on both ends like mine is,
mm-hmm.
make sure you make a bump out there so that your kitchen is sort of on an extended portion of it.
Right. And one other thing that I would tell you is that at least in Michigan, where we are in West Michigan, our prevailing wind is west to southwest.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put all of your cooking equipment on the west end of your deck, you're smoking out your guests
as you're cooking. That's where
right.
mine is.
I understand. If you have the option to do this, and it makes sense in your layout, put that stuff on the east end. It doesn't always blow from the west, but predominantly it doesn't.
And it's really depends on how your backyard is laid out, where your door is.
Right, yeah. If you have the capability to do it, right.
Wouldn't work for me. I was going to build a new kitchen out by the pool, but in the winter, we don't go back there.
Sure.
Because it's full of snow. It's got the winter cover on. It's a hazard. We keep the gates locked.
Yep.
I don't want to walk way back there.
Well, and it is. It's a long ways. That's the other thing that's probably another important factor is your cooking equipment and its proximity to your kitchen, right? Because you're going to cook stuff outside, but you're going to most of the time, well, 50-50 in the summer maybe, you bring it in or you eat out on the patio. How far do you have to walk with trays full of cooked or uncooked product back and forth that if you can get that closer to an entry door into your kitchen where you're preparing maybe the rest of your meal?
Mm-hmm.
Seating, there's another thing. Do you have rectangular tables? Do you have round tables? Do you have oblong tables? Those all take a different amount of space, when you're planning your deck out. But these are all things that, given a clean slate, then consider all of these things before you just start buying 2x12s and slamming out deck design.
And, of course, 1990, when I built mine, it was me and my brother-in-law, Paul, who was at Brothers Weekend.
Right.
He's my right-hand man. He put in all my underground plumbing. He's a plumber. He helped me lay out all that decking. I just built a deck.
Sure.
I needed a deck because it was 12 feet off the ground, and I had a 9-foot slider that was open, and somebody was going to miss that step.
Right.
So did I know I was going to be such a grill freak back then? No. I had an old Fiesta gas grill.
Right, right. But those things, and there's more, I'm sure, but those are the things that we sit down and we need to consider when we're putting a deck together. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about materials. There's a guy named Ryan Cox from Standard Lumber up in Ludington, and he is our corporate decking material expert, and we're going to talk to him about different kinds of decking. Stick with us. We'll be back.